And if we sort of move towards more interesting also parts of the discussion, so what are the things that Rahul, you would say that really help finding a job in in Estonia, let's say, or in Germany, because you had to.
Yeah, I think now I can much more explain my personal job finding experience. So I can just share some examples. I mean, I have done like work before, but as a volunteer, as an organizer, but that's a free work and you don't get paid. So
Yeah,
quite
maybe we could
different.
do another podcast episode on that because
Of course,
you have a lot of experience in that area as
I'm
well.
pretty sure you do as well.
Oh
But
yes, but not in Europe,
so.
so
Yeah.
yes.
So when I was looking for internship in Estonia, we were both looking for the same looking at the same time. We had to spend summer doing something similar to our master's program. I applied to several companies, and one thing I received was rejection, several rejections, and that was okay. I mean, it was my first time applying so many places and getting rejections for work, because before I haven't had applied. And I think it is it feels a bit intimidated at first that you get rejections, but that's the thing, you shouldn't let go yourself down. I give you an example. So how I got into my internship that we talked about earlier, that so I looked at that program, and that program was like, okay man, this is something so great that I want to be in. For me, this was I was so excited just looking at the description and everything. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go in there somehow, anyhow. So I prepared the best cover letter I could. So I wouldn't say I spent hours, I spent days just crafting it, because that was the only requirement they had, like the cover letter, like an essay or something. And then I did like valuable research, and then I wrote this letter. And I think that made a difference, because then I had an interview, and then after interview I was selected. And I think out of all of Estonia, there are a total of 8 people selected. And we were both of them as well. We were there. So I was rejected by several smaller companies just for internship. But then Swedbank is one of the best employers in Estonia, is like the highest level. And I'm accepted there in the most prestigious program. So, I feel like you can get in, like, don't let rejections intimidate you. That would be my first step.
Yeah, I fully agree.
And my second, okay, so you gave an experience, and then I'll go another one, if you have
Okay,
some
you want to
personal.
okay. Yeah, that's but I just wanted to say that I agree that do not worry or that you got rejected or you are going to. So I would say maybe out of 10 or 15 applications to jobs, you maybe get one or two that might show any interest.
That's what it matters. I mean, you need one job
Yeah,
and you just need
exactly.
one acceptance.
Yeah, but
And
one job, what I mean by one or two out of 15 is like more just would be interested and would come back to you and say, okay, let's do an interview or something. So that doesn't necessarily mean you'll get a job, but it does take a lot of time in the sense of, yeah, you will get rejections and people will say no.
So what has been your personal job finding experience in life or in
Mine,
Estonia? I don't know.
well, similar to yours in Estonia. So we both applied to the program and we got in and we spent the time there. But then when I moved actually to Belgium, I had the because I came here with Erasmus first, and after that I started looking for jobs. But the thing is, Belgium, if you compare Belgium and Estonia, Belgium is not as digitally developed, let's say, when it comes to if you compare. So in Estonia, you can find anything online. In Estonia, you can find it in English. That's not the case in Belgium, and quite a lot of content. Whether it's legal information or something that interests you as a foreigner, it would be potentially in French or Dutch. So, but again, Google Translate is your friend. You can always translate these things. But my experience was like this, that I had very little luck finding anything online. Going to LinkedIn, going to there's a website called stepstone.be, so some of the local websites. So I had very little luck, and within the university, they because I was doing my Erasmus at Leuven, they were organizing job fairs, And so I actually managed to get a like a breakthrough in a way at a job fair. I went there and I literally printed out my CV. Well, first of all, I spent a lot of time perfecting it, making sure that it really gets across what kind of a job I'm looking for, etc. And then I printed it out and I just basically went and spammed everybody. Well, not spammed, but I approached every single person at the fair. And one of the things is that because I'm not a European citizen, I need a work permit. And for example, in
So you
Estonia,
were in the third category as we discussed before.
exactly. In Estonia, work permit, I would imagine, is easier simply because of the fact that the government bureaucracy is not
No, I think it would be easier for you because you were a student. So I mean, if you're not a student, it would still be difficult to ask just to come to Estonia to work.
true. But I would imagine, and I would assume for a company to also get somebody from outside, they wouldn't have as much of bureaucracy. So
Of course.
in that context, but I agree that but here I was also a student. I was also a student of Leuven, even though I was an Erasmus student. But most of the companies that I approached, they said that we don't have the capacity or we don't have the time nor the interest nor the capacity to actually go to the government and do the whole process for getting a work permit, because I would need I had to, so basically somebody would have to volunteer, say, okay, we like this person, we want him, and then they would have to go through the whole process of getting the work permit, which in Belgium can take up to 4 months since the moment the government requests, because there are certain rules in terms of how much pay they should have, what's their level of education, and work experience, etc. So for me, it was challenging in that perspective, but I managed to land a job at the ING, and I found it through online actually as well, and I applied it and I went through. I had an offer from a different bank, which I got through the fair, so through the job fair. So my suggestion would be, if you are non-European and you have education, or you have let's say
Experience.
you have a I would say, if you have a degree from any European institution, sorry, university, and you want to go and find somewhere a job, then being at the spot and finding, well, my luck was that I was at the university as part of the university, and so I went to the job fair at the university. But there are job fairs that are publicly open as well, as far as I know. And so online, you could try constantly to apply, but maybe it might not be as successful. So there's a combination of physical presence as well, getting to these job fairs, trying to meet people, trying to ask them, or trying to work through friends, getting connection and stuff. So in a way, you need to try all the aspects. But one thing I also learned is that definitely, if you are, let's say you sent a CV to a company, and if you want to call them and ask them, get a Belgian phone number, because they would not respond. I had an Estonian phone number when I was here in Brussels, and I sent my CV, and my CV had the Estonian number, and nobody really called me, you know. But when I changed it to a Belgian number, I started getting calls. So what they also do is they look at the number and they assume that if she or he has a Belgian number, then that person is kind of serious about sort of, you know, staying in Belgium, you know.
Or I think they know that they're already there.
Yes, and that's, you know, for them, they wouldn't have to spend much time or bureaucracy going through the government process. And also, if you really want, let's say, to get a job, then it's easier, I would say, that finding a larger organization, because that organization will have the resources and the time and the capacity to actually go through the government process and the experience, because there are a lot of expats already working for example, for banks in Belgium or for large organizations, etc. So, if you, so this is what I would like really say, that
That's your.
being at the spot, at least from a Brussels perspective, being at the spot, being here, and trying to sort of also physically trying to go to fairs and meet people, etc. It does make a difference.
I think most of the information is online already for getting a job, and it is helpful just going through several portals because there are like because companies also want the best for them, like best person to employ them. You have to be the best person as well to show them that you are best and why you are.
True, but that your opportunity to show them is limited when you have a CV sent. But it's more when they get you an interview. So if you
Yeah.
really believe in yourself and what you want to do, getting an interview is the most important, because the rest is, you know that, okay, you get the chance. And one thing I wanted to also add is social media. Here, for example, is quite is used quite a lot in terms of like groups. You have like groups of different interests, and usually there are people who take care of these groups and make sure that not everybody can join, only those people who you really need to, for example, yeah, to join these groups. Like expats in Brussels, you have a group, then you have Life in Belgium Facebook group, and then people ask questions. Lots of expats ask questions about jobs and how to get them. And so yeah, so social media is your friend for sure. But as I said, the coming through an academic institution through education, I would say in the long term is the best sort of way.
Yeah, and it could be also like it could be a PhD. I mean, if somebody's interested in a topic, I think you can just pursue a PhD in something, and PhD is already kind
True.
of a job that you're working at. Like, I mean, if you're really interested in the field and what you're working at, there's probably a topic that you want to work on. And if you have that, you can always apply to a university, because universities want
Oh yeah, for sure.
researchers, and that is not limited to anyone. So that is a very good option, like just doing a PhD, because I think PhD is a job
Oh
by
yeah, for
itself.
sure. I mean, you spend 4 years, sorry, researching a topic and working on it nonstop, and I agree with you. Also, researchers, I would say PhDs, they get paid well, at least here, as far as I know. Depending, of course, on the
Yeah,
institution,
here as well.
they get paid like almost like a junior job position, junior to mid, depending on your topic. So PhDs are definitely an option, and as also one of the things that if you have a master's.
And then you get student discounts. So,
Yeah, that's true. If you have a master's degree, or if you have a PhD degree, you're also entitled to a certain a salary bump. So there's a certain, like
yeah.
for example, yeah, if you have a PhD, then the organization has to pay you a certain minimum. I'm not sure what exactly, but I know that if you have a PhD, you're likely to earn a bit more. That difference is smaller between master's and PhD, but that difference is larger between bachelor's and master's degrees. So coming for a
Yeah.
master's degree, and master's degree is like 2 years usually.
But from my perspective, just having a master's degree, it is
Oh yeah,
quite
for sure.
nice. I think it's better than if anyone has
Yeah.
a chance, I think they should pursue a higher education. It could be 1 year, but it just gives so much new information and just perspective of what is going on in the world. Because if you're just busy in your own life, in your own small bubble, then sometimes you don't realize it. But when you're studying, then you get to know more people and you get to know more new subjects, and that gives you a better overview of things. So if it's a possibility for someone to just move ahead, they can every time just study more,
I
I think.
agree. The education, it's not just education, but also gives you the opportunity to really broaden your like worldview, meet new people. Even though sometimes they are weird, but you still get to meet them. Yeah,
I agree.
you get to experience much more than just sort of education itself. The way people live, the culture, the communication.
Yeah. Okay. I have a question for you. It would be more or less, let's say, because most of the people have the same. I mean, you apply, you have a CV, you have a cover letter, but then the question comes, how would you stand out? How would you want to stand out as an application
Just
for a
be yourself,
company?
man. No. No. Everyone says this, like, just be yourself, but of course be yourself. I mean, don't dress up as a clown when you go
Yes.
to an interview, for sure.
No, not the interview. Let's say just the application is stage one, because they have companies have CVs from, let's say,
Yeah.
100 people. And then how would you stand out? Like, what are your tips? Like, do your skills matter more than your education? Or like, how
I would
would you
say what
structure your
matters.
CV? Like, how would you make
Yes.
bold? Like what would be the most standing
I
part of your
agree.
CV?
I understand what you mean. Actually, before applying and before sending out my CVs, I spent some time to do like an online course on how to actually make the CV stand out, etc. And one of the things is that you need to adapt your CV to the job that you're sending. Though easier said than done, when you actually start applying, let's say you have 10 data analyst jobs and each of them are slightly different, or one of them is a business analyst, you're not gonna spend the time to for each job send a different CV. But what happens is that some companies require a cover letter. So for that, I would definitely advise to write a very nice cover letter, and that would be like an essay saying why you need to stand, like why you want this job and why they should give it to you. But one of the things is using keywords on the essay. So apparently, from my understanding and research, some of the companies they already use automated tools, and these automated tools,
Oh, believe me, I think big companies really
yes,
use so
for
many
sure they will
automated
use, and
tools.
these.
So maybe it also happens that your CV and your cover letter would never even cross through a
Exactly.
human, and you just get a rejection because of
Because
a
of the system,
system.
and this system at times they use basically uses keywords. So let's say you're applying for a data analyst job, you can Google online what kind of job descriptions there are and how to actually fine tune. And then based on that fine tuning, you can put specific keywords and repeat those keywords across. Let's say you have experience in you worked for 2 years in I don't know. Some European, not European, some non-European country for a specific job, and then in that job description you could put those specific keywords, and then repeat them throughout, and so the system would actually pick up that. Ah, okay. So, but you have to be very careful because if you put too much, then it's going to be like, okay.
Actually, I have one tip from HR. I think it was also when we were doing this
Yeah.
training somewhere that I asked how long should a CV be, and I think the person, like the she was working in HR and that's looking for CVs, and that was her job, and she said we get so much information, and she said the best thing is you have a
Yeah,
one page
exactly.
CV and one page CV and a link, because right now everything is online. People watch your CV online. You can put a link of your LinkedIn on your
That's for
CV.
Estonia.
So,
Yeah,
okay,
that's
I'm sorry.
for Estonia. If you put a link and send a link to a Belgian company, they're gonna be like, what is this? And so I remember that, and I think we were in that training together. I remember the lady saying that we
Yeah,
can just
we
access
were.
it online. And so some countries, it's going to be the case that they can easily, and not that, I mean, everyone has access to internet, but do they have the desire to go to that on a page? That's a different question. And so, yeah, I wouldn't say that's the case in Belgium that you put it online. They probably will Google you or LinkedIn you after they are interested in you. But having a one page, I fully agree. It needs to be precise. It needs to be on to the point. No need to put
Correct.
your job as a waiter 10 years ago, for sure. Because I actually had in my previous CV versions.
Me too.
I worked in Greece as a waiter. It's like nobody cares, man. So I had to fine tune it as we went as well. But I agree. One page is more than enough to try to get.
It is. I think if any whenever you have more information, you can have LinkedIn or, well, for me personally, it's just I don't know if it's a tip or trick, but it kind of just helps me to be myself, because for me, LinkedIn is just a portal which I don't feel as represented. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't feel LinkedIn is something that I've used. I can put my information on LinkedIn, but at the end of the day, I don't feel it represents me like as I should. So I made my own website and I have linked it on when I was applying for a full-time job, then I had this website. Then the employers could just visit, because right now everything is online anyway. And if they can click on my LinkedIn, they can just click on the website
That's
anywhere.
true.
And in that website, I can structure the things as I want them
That's
to
true.
see me. And I can put much more, and it's also on their dependence that if they want to see. And why I'm bringing this point is that these small things that you do, that just brings out some, they can already, employers can see the traits that you are a initiator or you want to do something by yourself, something different. So not everybody needs to have a website, of course, but It's just a small
That's true. I
example.
agree. You know what? I would agree
Don't
with
have it to
you
be a
in the
standout.
cases when you're applying for jobs like a web design or graphic design or something where your skills of developing a website in from any perspective would make sense. But I mean, if you're applying for a, I don't know, like a driver job or something, there's no point of getting a website. It's like, okay, this is a driver. He can make
No,
websites.
but when I say, I mean, I think we're talking about more white collar jobs, so in an
Yeah,
office
but
or
still,
like
even with white collar jobs like financial analysts, let's say you're applying, you don't need the financial analyst to make websites. But I agree with you to the point that that's just.
No, but if I like, I mean, I as a person, I like to represent myself as I want to, because at the end of the day, they will see me, but I want them to see me as I am, and I feel more comfortable in my own design than LinkedIn,
I
for
can
example.
tell you one thing that at least from here from my experience here in Belgium, nobody really would care about that. Like if you would have your own website, unless it's you are applying for a web design, a
It's so
graphic
beautiful.
design, yeah. Because trust me, I mean there are websites here. Like for example, this is might be irrelevant, but like I was trying to look for bikes and I was trying to look for bike websites, and most of the bike websites I found were built in the 1990s. So yeah, it's quite different when it comes to if you compare it with Estonia. Again, it's all relative. But I agree
I
with you
think
to
it
the
really
point.
depends
I
which
agree with
country
you
you're
to the
in.
point that
Like you
yeah,
have
you
to
want
stand out a
to
bit. My
exactly
whole
you
point
want to
was.
show that yeah you're different and you think differently, you approach differently. And sometimes it I would say it works for sure. Okay. I think we've covered quite a lot in that sense, in terms of like
You have something else in
getting a job
mind
in Europe.
for job?
No, I think at this point, yeah, we've tried to discuss and cover as much as we wanted. And so if anybody, if any of our listeners, if you guys have any questions or anything to clarify or maybe some suggestions or something that doesn't, yeah, that you need advice on potentially, you could try to reach out to us through our Facebook page, and we'll try to also, answer your questions or help you out. But one thing is that, yeah,
We cannot write you a cover
yeah, that's
letter.
for
You
sure.
have to write it
Yeah, we
your
will not write a cover letter, because we are not really,
We're not providing the services
yet,
yet.
yeah. Well, I don't think we are. We are sort of, we have the necessary skills to write a cover letter for, let's say, somebody applying for astrophysics job. You know, like, what am I gonna write? I like stars.
I like stars.
Yeah. So, but we will try to help.
I think we were on the same page.
Yeah, that's true. But we will try to help as much as possible and answer your questions. So, feel free to reach out. And again, thank you so much for listening. And next week,
Yes.
the topic of our podcast is going to be a bit more metaphysical and philosophical, and
So
it's the
that's
meaning
me.
of love. And Rahul is going to be leading that podcast and that episode. So.
And for that, I think if someone is listening to this, I will also post it on Facebook, but we are looking for guests. So we would love to have, even if somebody would like to join us, join our
Exactly.
talk and
Reach
just
out to us.
be our third
The
wheel.
third wheel. Well, if you want to bring a gang, that's okay too. But
No, like being a third wheel.
yeah,
So,
but I'm saying that maybe somebody wants to bring three more people, and we can have like a group conversation. That's also fine. We can see how we can technically accommodate it.
We still like, I think one person is fine. We can divide then four people in four different
But reach
episodes.
out to us, and if you we are yeah, as Rahul said, we are happy to have guests for the next episode. And the topic of the next episode is the meaning of love, and we're
Oh,
gonna
yeah.
explore love. Yeah,
Meaning
meaning
of
of love.
love,
Well,
as
yeah,
it
love,
says.
meaning of love, same thing. But thank you so much for
Okay. Yeah.
joining in and listening, and
Thanks,
have a
Kamran.
nice evening.